We're in the middle of Simon Nun Hey. We are up to Seif Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Kishe'echad Nispal Levado, when you have one person davening on his own, meaning there is a minion, but you have one person who isn't finished yet, Nachon Cha'acher Yamtinu Milomar Kaddish Ad She'yigmon. It's correct that the others should wait to say Kaddish until he finishes, Kedei She'yizke Gamhu, so that he can also be Zoche to answer Amen Yesh Me Rabba. Mishnah Berurah explains, we're talking about a case where there is at least 11 people, and he's number 11, and they have a minion without him. They have a minion without him, so the only thing that's left is to be nice and to wait for him. So he says, and similarly we said before, if he's sleeping, he's trying to wake him up. Not so it's time to wake him up, but he should be Zochan, Amen Yesh Me Rabba, and answering Kaddish. So he says, but let's say he doesn't want to. He doesn't want you to wait, or he doesn't want to, you know, finish up. So he says, or he doesn't want to wake up from the nap. So you don't have to wake him up, right? So this is a debated topic, as we mentioned last time. Fine. And then Mishnah Berurah just adds on, Simchat Lamed Zayin. It's nice to wait for the guy as long as you're not going to miss this Man Tefillah. But if you're going to miss it, then you don't have to wait, obviously. Okay, Sivches. Cheirish HaMedaber Ve'ino Shomer. Let's say you have a deaf person who knows how to speak and he just can't hear. O Shomer Ve'ino Medaber. Or you have a person who's a mute, but he knows how to, he can hear, he just has something wrong with him that he can't speak. Hein Kepitchen U'Mitztarfen. He says, both of these individuals are 100% Chayiv in all mitzvahs, like a regular Pikeach, and they are Mitztarf to a minyan. Avo Mishe'ino Shomer Ve'ino Medaber. But if a person can neither hear nor speak, hareyu kishote v'katan, then he is in whenever the Gemara says, cheresh shote v'katan, this is the type of cheresh that we're talking about, that a person who can neither hear nor speak. The Taz argues on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that if a person can speak, even though he can speak, but he can't hear, so since he doesn't know how to answer amen, he should not be mitztarif to the minyan. However, many disagree with that, and they say, they bring a raya from the big shul in Alexandria that the Gemara quotes, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, that they used to have to hold up flags and banners so that they knew when to answer amen because the shul was so big and you couldn't hear. So too here, if this fellow knows how to pay attention, and even though he can't hear the brachas from the Shliach Tzibur, he'll know when to answer amen because he'll pay attention to what's going on around him. That's certainly good enough, even according to the Taz. Otherwise, machlokes mechaber in the Taz, but there's certainly many agree with the Shulchan Aruch that a person who can either speak or hear is 100% chayev in all mitzvahs, and he's chayev to, and he's able to be mitzdarif to minyan. Fine. Sivtes. Li'olam u'katan ad sheyavi shtei sa'aros achar sheyeh ben yud gimel miyom echad. We said that you're a katan even if you have shtei sa'aros, meaning some kids go through elementary stages of puberty young. Doesn't change anything in terms of them being a bar mitzvah because they have to first turn 13 years old and one day. And if they don't turn 13, then it doesn't count for anything, the fact that they've matured. Ushnasa Ibur, says the Mechaber, Bas Yud Gimel Chodesh. And if it's an Uberes, then you count all 13 months as 1 year. You don't say that, oh, it's now an extra... It's an extra month, so therefore it's like the next month into the next year. It's not. It counts as 1 year. Just a couple of aris in the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Tess. He points out that this idea of bar mitzvah being 13 years old and shtei saros, this is a halacha l'moshe misinai. It's a shiur. The Gemara has a line that teaches us, shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin are halacha l'moshe misinai. And this is one of the shiurim. This is one of the things we know simply because Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabelit straight from the Ribono Shel Olam. But as we pointed out many times already, once a kid turns 13, halacha lemaisa, we have a chazaka that he has seen shtei saros, and therefore we rely on this for all derabbanans, but not for deraisas. What about how do we know that he is 13? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Mem Aleph that we believe the father. The father has the right to say my son's birthday is such and such a time. It seems like a classic eid echad ne'eman bi'isurin. Doesn't need to be mitzdar if another person, same way we believe the father, if he says the food is kosher, we believe the father if he says my son is chayiv in mitzvahs. Let's say Nebuch, the father, is not around, and we can't, we have nobody on whom to rely. So Mishnah Berurah says that if he's already has two saros, then we have the right to assume, at least the chumrah, that he is in fact chayiv in mitzvahs, and he certainly has to be mechayiv himself to keep all the mitzvahs like a bar mitzvah. And perhaps as well, the indication in Mishnah Berurah is that he's also relied upon for derabbanans, but he doesn't say that explicitly.